Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Mayor Opel's Melissa. I'm predicting, I'm channeling my inner Thomas John. Yep, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing Tyler Perry just dropping thirst pics on his Instagram, just topless pictures or the workout photos or him laying out, doing that thing where you don't try and look like you're flexing, but you're actually flexing. He's going to start doing that because he put a picture up of him just... it looked like he was going to play basketball.
Okay.
He was just wearing... Look at that. Melissa's looking at it already.
I like it.
It's just like him in shorts and a shirt. Nothing special.
I like it.
But apparently because people are so used to seeing him as Madea, I guess, they're like, yo, he looks kind of good. He looks like, you know, he looks like if Rick Ross got in shape in that picture,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
But I've always thought Tyler Perry was attractive. I have. I mean,
he's cute, but he don't make me tingly.
He doesn't make you tingly? A lot of women are getting tingly from that picture.
Okay.
And here's the difference between men and women. He likes it. He's not going to be like, hey, I'm more than just a sex symbol. I've made all these movies. I'm a political advocate, blah, blah. No, I guarantee he's going to start posting thirst pics.
I like the beard.
It's a matter of time.
I do. I'm such a beard person. I'm so into beards. And like, I feel like...
You're going to get the ugliest dude sending you pictures of their beards.
No,
now.
I don't. Hey.
Like dirty beards.
I don't mind. But no, he's like growing. You can tell he's growing his a little bit. And he's, you know, got the shaved head with the beard.
What else do you like about it?
It's just, I don't know.
It's cute. Yes, Leroy.
Some ladies I saw were blaming it, their attraction towards him, on being quarantined. It just losing their mind.
Damn.
That. Okay, now that's when I would be insulted.
See,
they're like, damn, you're looking good lately. I don't know, before March, I didn't think you were that good.
It's hot in quarantine,
yeah.
Hot.
No.
I've only been looking at my husband for the past 6-7 months. And now, all of a sudden, you don't look as disgusting as you normally do.
Damn.
Melissa, what
you got there? Not at all. I've always thought he's cute. So, I don't know, this just... Although he's got some pictures in these questionable poses where he's like, his legs are open. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's going to be next.
Maybe it's just the way he's standing. I don't know.
He's going to do like the game. He's going to put a picture in some boxer briefs.
You know, with the bulge.
So you can see what he's packing.
Gray sweats.
Yeah, there you go.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.